Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagtutulong-tulong na po ang mga otoridad para makumpirma kung anong variant ng mpox ang naitala sa Sweden at sa Pakistan matapos magdeklara ang WHO ng Global Health Emergency dahil sa pagkalat ng virus. Sa panayam mula sa residente na Senyota Mukwuelba mula Goma, ng Democratic Republic of Congo, sinabi nito na dinala siya sa ospital matapos makaranas ng sintomas ng mpox.
At first, I felt a headache, followed by a fever, muscle pain, and pain in my groin. After spots started to appear on me, I thought it must be an infection. They came to pick me up in a jeep from Médecins Sans Frontières.
Ang bayan ng Goma ay ilang dekada nang naiipit sa mga sigalot sa Congo at ngayon ang syudad nito ang ground zero ng pinakahuling outbreak ng mpox o monkeypox. Nitong linggo, dineklara ni Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus ng World Health Organization ang International Public Health Emergency na pinakamataas na alert level dahil sa mabilis na pagkalat ng clade 1B variant.
Last week, I announced that I was convening an emergency committee under the international health regulations to evaluate the upsurge of mpox in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and other countries in Africa. Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying.
Nakumpirma ang mga bagong variants sa Sweden na inuugnay sa lumalalang outbreak sa Africa. Ito ang unang senyales ng pagkalat ng kaso sa labas ng kontinente. Mayroon ding naiulat na kaso mula Pakistan sa isang pasyente na umuwi mula sa Gulf country. Ayon sa tagapagsalita ng World Health Organization na si Dr. Margaret Harris, hindi pa malinaw kung ang bagong variant na kumitil sa mahigit 400 katao sa Congo ang nakahawa sa mga naiulat sa ibang bansa.
It's like a variant. It's called clade 1B. It's a variant of what we had seen for many decades that had been endemic in Democratic Republic of Congo and West Africa, East Africa. But this one is spreading very rapidly, and it's spread to countries in Africa that have never seen it before, such as Rwanda, Kenya, Burundi. We're seeing a lot of cases in Burundi and also in Uganda. And these are countries that have got a lot of contact with the rest of the world. That's a threat to the rest of the world, but it's really because it's spreading so rapidly, causing so many more cases than we've seen. We've seen in this half year more cases than we saw all of last year, and last year we saw more cases than we were seeing before.
Iminumungkahi naman ng European Center for Disease Prevention and Control sa mga babiyahe sa mga apektadong lugar sa Africa na magpabakuna laban sa mpox. Ayon sa German infectious disease expert na si Leif Erik Sander, mahalagang gawing prioridad ang pagkakaroon ng bakuna na maa-access ng lahat.
I would not recommend a general vaccination campaign for the general population or at-risk populations at this stage. It is also clear that the vaccines that are available globally are urgently needed in Africa, are urgently needed in regions where the virus currently is spreading, and there is a severe shortage of vaccines. So the EU, HERA, and other organizations have promised to donate vaccines or to bring vaccines into the region.
Nananawagan naman si Brownwin Nicol ng International Federation of Red Cross na palakasin din ang international support para mapadami pa ang supply ng bakuna.
There is a critical shortage of testing, treatment, and vaccines across the continent. These shortages are severely hampering the ability to contain the outbreak. We are calling for urgent international support to increase access to vaccine stocks and treatment options and to scale up testing and alert investigation.
Samantala, wala pang naitatalang kaso ng bagong strain sa Australia, pero may pagtaas sa bilang ng mga naunang strain na may 35 katao na naitala sa nagdaang 15 araw mula sa iba't ibang estado. Sinabi ni CSIRO virologist na Yes Peng na kapareho ito ng naitalang kaso noong 2022. Para naman sa health authorities, kailangan na itong aksyonan agad para mapigil at maiwasang maulit ang nakaraan. Yan ang binong ulat ni SM Al-Ghalib para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.